just ask your blessings upon this scripture that we're going to read, and your blessings upon the message today, and especially, Lord, your blessings on those who will hear and listen to the words of your word today. We give you the praise and give you the glory and honor now for what you're going to do and are doing in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, we do pray and thank you. Amen and amen. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to see the lighthouse at Cape Hatteras. My family and I have had the opportunity to visit there and see that beautiful spot and to gaze upon the lighthouse. And just a few years ago, because of erosion on the shore of Hatteras, they had to move the lighthouse back. I don't know if you saw that on TV or not, but how long it took them to inch that lighthouse back on a track that they made to put it on to move it back away from the shore, that it would be safer, and they built a new foundation and put that foundation there and put the lighthouse there a safe distance away from the shore. Well, where the old foundation was, they have made some markers there with the names of the keepers from the lighthouse ever since from 1803, and those who followed that first lighthouse keeper, and they etched their names on stones on the old foundation of the lighthouse, and they put the stones in an amphitheater type circle facing the lighthouse, and they have a plaque that's there, and the plaque reads this. It says, "Today visitors can follow in the historical keepers and watch over the lighthouse as well." Several weeks ago, I had the opportunity to read in my devotion about the keepers of the light. And it really spoke to my heart, especially in times in which we live right now, that to know that God has called us to be keepers of his light. And think about the purpose of that lighthouse, and it served a purpose. It still serves a purpose as a reminder of the light that is so important in our life. But in those days, it served such an important purpose to show a light and the darkness, and maybe where sailors were out on the dark sea and the raging sea and the storms of life, and it provided light for them. It provided hope for them. It was a ray of hope to show them how to safely navigate the waters and the darkness that had engulfed them. And so it served that purpose. It was there to give hope. It was there to show the way and to guide them to safety. That's the way God's light is today in our life. And he's called us to be keepers of that light and to share that light with others. The scripture for that day came from the second chapter of Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads, "For God who said, 'Let there be light and darkness,' has made his light shine in our hearts so that we can know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." And so what a powerful scripture that the Bible says that it is God who has spoken light into being. God's the one who's caused the light to shine. It's his light that shines today. And he causes that light to shine in our hearts and to shine in our lives that we might reveal him to others and reveal his love to others, his comfort to others, his strength to others, as well as in our own life. God's light is there for us as well as everyone. And so we're to be keepers of that light. Jesus makes it even a little bit plainer. On the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about us being the light of the world. Now think about him writing that sermon into the congregation that he was speaking to that day as he looked out of hundreds of people that have really, I suppose, hopeless faces because they lived in a very hopeless time and a very difficult time. Many of those people were poor and without and no strength, no help from anybody. And Jesus was offering them words of hope, and he was sharing with them the light of the world. And I think about today and the troublesome time in which we live. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. I don't know about you. It certainly has overwhelmed me, and I know many people that I talk with that this pandemic of the virus and that swept our nation and the world in which we live, that it's very frightening. And it's just taking us back. And sometimes we don't know how to deal with that. We don't know how to cope with that. But as I said earlier, prayer makes all the difference in the world. And God's word makes all the difference in the world, and it brings us into his presence, and it does. He does make a difference. It's him that makes that difference. It's his light that shines. But listen to what he says there to you and I as he was saying to that congregation there that day that needed hope. And he said, you know, we all need hope, but we also need to reflect the hope that we have in him to others. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. As I thought about the keepers of the light and what it meant to those men that kept that lighthouse in the early days of its existence, that it's no small thing to say that you're keepers of the light, because people's lives depended on you keeping the light and keeping it shining for them and for all who needed it. It came that way. It's no small thing when Jesus says to you and I that we are to let our light shine. It's no small thing, because it's so important today, more important, I think, than ever before, that we let our light shine, that we let our light shine in this pandemic in which we live, because there's so much fear, there's so much doubt, there's so much worry, so much sorrow with all the sickness and the death and the things that are around us. And I don't want to be gloomy here this morning, but I want to say, folks, we have the light, and our Lord wants us to share the light that he's given to us with others. And so it's no small thing to say that you are the light of the world. As we think about that, just some thoughts to share with you. First of all, we need to understand, what is the light? What is the light that Jesus tells us to share and to share with the world? Well, it's God's light, isn't it? It's not our light, it's his light that shines in us and lives in us through the power of his Holy Spirit. That we're to let our light shine for those around us every day, and it's God's light. The Bible tells us that God is light, and that there is no darkness in him. And as we think about that, there is no amount of darkness that you may go through in life, or going through in life, or ever will have in life, that can ever separate you from God's love, from his light that shines so brightly for you every day. His light is eternal. It's always been. From the very beginning of time, the Bible says in Genesis, as God created life, the very first thing he says, let there be light. And if you go back in the scriptures and look in that, God did not create the sun and the moon until 4 days later. You know, on the fourth day, he created the sun and the moon. The Bible says God gave his light. His light is eternal. It always exists. It always will be. And that there's not an amount of darkness in this world or the world to come that can ever snuff out the light of God. I think about sometimes where you can go into a room and maybe when you have a storm and it knocks out all the electricity and you're in complete darkness and you can light a candle and it lights up that whole room. But it's amazing to me that just one candle can expel the darkness, and that you can see light, and that darkness just has no power to wipe out the light that is being shown. And that is true in our life, that there's no amount of darkness that we will ever face can remove us from the light of God and take his light away from us. It's always shining. God's light is eternal. It's always there for us, and it shines today. It's a ray of hope that you and I can have, and it's a ray of hope that we should share with others as we share the light of our Lord Jesus with others around about us. And as I think about that light, I think about the power of that light and what that light can do in our lives, what that light does in our life each and every day, and how it gives us strength, how it gives us life, how it gives us direction and guidance, how it just brings a comfort to us. It brings a hope in our life that we can have, because God's light shines. It shines brightly for us. And one of the powers of God's light is that it has the power to penetrate darkness itself. And I thought about that how it has the power to penetrate our society in which we live, the world in which we live. It has the power to penetrate our lives individually. It has the power to penetrate our circumstances around us. That God's light is shining, and it's always shining. And it has the power to penetrate the darkness, even that's in our own life. And I think about the Apostle Paul and how he was on the road to Damascus to destroy Christians because of their faith in Jesus. And God's light appeared to him. And the Bible says that it was so strong and so powerful that the apostle fell on his knees and he was blinded by the light, that it was so great and so mighty. Again, the light is the glory of God. It's the presence of God. It's his light that is eternal and is all-powerful and is greater than any darkness or any troubles that we'll ever see. It's greater than all of our sin. And it has the power to penetrate our hearts, even our sinful hearts. And so that's what happened to Apostle Paul that day, that God's light penetrated into his heart. And what's so beautiful about that, it transformed his life. He was Saul of Tarsus, and then he became the Apostle Paul, who was the sharer of light and was commanded to take God's light into all the world. And we're commanded that same commandment. But I want you to know today that God has the power to penetrate your heart, no matter how much sin that might be in your life or how bad you might think things may be, or how troublesome things may be, or whatever it may be in your life. God has the power to penetrate your heart, that you might know him and know that hope that only he can give, and to know that peace that passes all understanding, to know his love, his guidance, his direction, because that's what his light is about, and that's how powerful it is. He's shining his light today. And so what does that mean? It means hope to me. It means that his light shines and it gives hope. But listen again to what he says in his word. He says, "Let there be light," God says, "and he has made his light to shine in our hearts." God is the light, the eternal light, and he's made that light to shine in our hearts and in our lives. How important is that today in which we live, that we let our light so shine before others? God has commanded us to do that. As I said earlier, it's not a small thing that God says to you right where you're at, and he says to me where I'm at, and he says to us as the body of Christ, the church, he says that to everyone, that we're to be the light right where we're at. We're to let our light shine because people need hope. People need God. People need his love and his help, his strength. People need the life that only God can give. Again, his light can transform people's lives and give them a new life. That's the power of God's light. It has the power to give life, and it has the power to sustain life. And that's what God's light is all about. And he wants us to have life, the scripture says, and to have it more abundantly in him and through him. And his light provides that for us each and every day. And he says that we're to let our light shine. We're the keepers of that light. And so where should we let our light shine? Well, it always comes to me that the first place that we should let our light shine is with our families, and our immediate family. I think personally, as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, as an uncle, a brother, many other things, cousins, whatever it may be that I am to my family, I'm to be the light to my family. My family needs light. We all need light. And it's my responsibility, your responsibility, to be light in your family. We all go through things as families. We all have trials in our families. We all experience suffering and death and hardships and trials in our life. But we're called to be the light. Let our light shine in the midst of all those things to our family and our loved ones. I think beyond that, we are to be light to our friends. those that are around us every day, our friends that we love and we care for. One of the important things that we are to them, because, you know, we all go through similar things and we all face similar things every day. And we're to be light to our friends and to those around us. And how important that is that they're light to us, but we're the light to them, that we share the light of Jesus. We share His presence in our life with them and His love in our life with them. His peace is in our heart with them. The joy that only God can give in our life, we share with others. And so we share with our friends. We share with our family. And then I think about our neighbors, how important it is to be a light to our neighbors, those around us. And our neighbors can be, you know, anywhere. You know, can be close by or can be a distant. The Bible says we are our brother's keeper. And that we are to let our light shine to our neighbors around us, that they can see the hope that we have in Jesus and His presence in our life every day, and to be a ray of hope to those around us, to our neighbors. And I thought even beyond this is that, you know, as we seek to be that light, the Bible says, Jesus says, we're even to be a light even to our enemy, to those that maybe don't like us and would want to hurt us or whatever. Hope you don't have that. I hope I don't have that. But we're to even be light to those folks. Everybody needs the light of Jesus, don't they? Everybody needs to have the hope of life and the light that only God can shine, that ray of hope that shines for them and everyone, no matter who we are. Again, it doesn't matter where we're at in life or what we're going through in life or what status we are in life. God's light shines brightly. And so how do we let this light shine? Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works or good deeds and bring glory and honor and praise to Him. First of all, I want to just say that we let our light shine for God's glory. The light is God's glory. And we let our light shine for Him. And the whole meaning of that is, the whole purpose of that is that we point others to Him, that our light points Him, others to our Lord Jesus Christ and to the safety and the salvation and the help and everything that they might need is in Jesus. And so our light is to point others to Him and to His glory. But how do we do that? He says, let your good works be the light. Let others see the light of Jesus in you and through you, through the things that you do. And as I think about some of those things today, I think about how we share our light in words of kindness to those around us. We share our light through a smile, you know, that we greet people with, that we share people with. It might be the very thing that someone needs, you know, in your life or around you. It's just need a smile, a kind word, a word of encouragement, a word of hope, that we share our reason for life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ in our life with other people. And so that's some of the things that we need to do through our acts of kindness and just being kind to those people around us and being a demonstration in our world today that so desperately needs to see that is that we shine the light of Christ on others through our life and give people hope and just share some kindness and some love and acts of kindness to others and reaching out to those around us and helping others in times of need, however God may lead us to do that, and just befriending people and just loving on people in the name of Jesus. And so there's many, many ways that we can do that. We can do that in our families. We can do that with our friends. We can do that with our neighbors. We can do that in our society and what's going on right now more than ever. We need to be the light of the world. And so I share this message today to encourage you to know that God's light shines today, that there's no darkness could ever put His light out, and that God's light shines for you. It shines for me, and He is our hope. He is our life. He is our everything. And I encourage you to look to the light. Where may you see that light? I think about there's many places we can see the light of Jesus, and certainly I think about in His creation that we see the light of our Lord, and you know, on Facebook, you see people always posting beautiful sunrises or beautiful sunsets, and I've heard people put on there, you know, God is the great artist, as you look at the beautiful sunrise and the beautiful sunset that only God could do. And so often we can see the light of our Lord and His creation and the beauty of His creation. But you know what? You have to look. You have to take time to be still, the Bible says, and know that I am God. To be still and look for the light that is around you. You know, get your eyes off the darkness and realize that there's a light shining for you, and His name is Jesus. And get your eyes on Him, and that He will comfort you. He will guide you. He will direct you. And so we see that light often in God's creation and His creation all around us. You know, we have a bird feeder at our home right close to the window, far enough away that they don't hurt themselves on the window. But we have a bird feeder where we can watch and see every morning when the birds come, different times of the day to feed. And how beautiful that is. And that we look at that and we see God's creation. And we look at that and we can see life. We can see the light. We can see beauty. And it brings encouragement to us. It brings light to our life and hope to our life when we see those things. But we see that light in other ways. You know, we see that light in family members. I think of being, you know, my wife, when I look at her and I see her smile and see her face, you know, that how that it brings encouragement and life to me. How I look at maybe other family members. I'm a grandparent, and so when we look at our grandchildren, well, they're the light of our lives. And they bring light to us, and they encourage us by seeing their smiles and listen to their laughter and the joy that's in their heart. And that's the light of God in them that's shining for you and for me when we look at others, when we look at family members and friends that come around us and give us a helping hand or word of encouragement and sometimes just say, I'm here, you know. Those things are so important that we can see the light in those ways. But the Bible says is that we can see God's light through the power and the might of His Holy Spirit. Again, God's light always shines. And there's no darkness that can prevent God's light from shining in your life. And so God's light comes and shines in our hearts through the power and the might of His Holy Spirit. We need to be open to that. We need to be open to Him speaking to us. And perhaps this morning through this message, I pray is speaking to your heart to be open to God's light and realize that there's hope there, not to despair, but to have a sense of comfort and a sense of peace and a sense of joy in your life that only that light can bring. And open your heart to that. Open your life to that and look upon the Lord. Again, as I think about the Apostle Paul and how troubled his soul must have been before he came to the light. And I know that there's many people today that their souls are just so troubled because of the darkness in their life. And I'll just say to you, my friends, if you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, allow His light to shine in your heart. He says, I have caused my light. God does that through the power of His Holy Spirit to shine in your heart. And if you open your heart today to Him and open your life to Him and ask Him to come into you and invite Him in, open the door where He can come in and that light can shine in your heart, I guarantee you, as He has done for me and many, many others, He can do for you no matter what. God's light can shine for you. I think of you who are like those families who are experiencing sorrow in their life because of the passing of loved ones during this pandemic in which we're in, the sickness, the trials, and the difficulties that people are facing because of they're out of a job and they're struggling financially and all those things. The light of Jesus shines for you. And we have to get our minds off of those things and our minds fixed on Him that we know that there is light. You know, you heard people say there's light at the end of the tunnel. No, there's always light at the beginning or the end, but we have to just look to see that there's light there and it's shining for you. So no matter what your circumstances again, God's light shines for you right now if you open your heart to Him and open your life to Him, to let his light just flood your whole soul and flood your heart. He'll do that today if you ask him to. And so I'm asking you today, if you've never invited that light, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he is the light of the world, he says. I am the light of the world. He makes that statement very clear to us, that promise very clear to us, that if we will open our hearts to him, invite him in, he'll come into our life. Will you do that today? Will you invite Jesus into your life and let him come in and just fill your heart with himself, with his love, with his light, and give you life? If you're listening today and you're going through a trial or a sorrow or in some trouble that you wonder if there's any hope, well, there is hope in Jesus. Will you open your heart to him today and just ask him to come in afresh and anew in your life and take control of your life, take control of the situation, and just fill your heart with his love, with that light that shines a ray of hope for you. And so I'm going to ask you today to pray with me. I'm going to ask you today to invite Jesus into your life. I'm going to ask you today to turn these things over to him as we go to him in prayer. And as we do that and as we pray, that will conclude our service today. And it's our prayer that this message, the scripture, the Lord Jesus has let his light shine on you today, and that you have a renewed hope and a renewed strength, and that your life will be transformed because the power of his presence is in you. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your promise that you are the light of the world. That includes me. That includes every person that will open their heart and their life to you, to let your light shine into our hearts and shine into our lives. Lord, I pray with that person right now that's never invited you into their life, that they've walked in darkness all their life and they have been troubled and confused and lost in the way that they should go in life, and they need a new life. They need a new beginning in their life, and God, you have the power to do that. And I just pray that they will open their heart to you and pray this prayer that I'm going to pray now, and that they will follow me as I pray this prayer and make this their prayer. And I believe if they pray from their heart and make this their prayer, Lord Jesus, that you will do as you said, that if we ask, Lord, if we seek you, that we will find you. If we knock, it shall be opened to us. If we ask, it shall be given unto us. And you tell us, Lord, that those who call upon your name shall be saved. So pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the light of the world. Thank you today that you're my light. And I know that you are the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I know that you came and suffered and died on the cross of Calvary for my sins, for the darkness that has engulfed my life. And I thank you that you suffered and died and paid the penalty there on that cross for my sins. I confess to you now that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin and come into my life right now and save me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for the light that you've given to me right now. And it's my prayer that I could just open my heart and receive you, and that your light will shine in my heart and shine in my life, and that your light will transform my life into what you would have me to be, that you have created me to be, and that my light will shine for you. Help me from this day forward to follow you, to help me from this day forward to let others see, God, what you're doing in my life, that they may bring glory and honor and praise to you and come to you. It's my prayer today for those who are going through sorrows and troubles and difficulties and hardships of life, that you will draw them near to you as well, as I pray. And God, we all face those things. I thank you for your faithfulness, that you are faithful, always faithful, that you're always there, that you're always shining for us, that we'll open our hearts, that they will open their hearts to you right now, and just let your light come in afresh and anew, and give them a new sense of life and joy and peace and comfort and strength. And God, be their guide.